Hello, this is Father Mike Walker of Father Mike's Podcast, Father Mike's Bible Study Podcast, and the Catholic Combine, the pastor of St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Beaverton, Oregon. If you would like more information about the parish or the podcast, please feel free to email me at frmikewalker@gmail.com. And now, today's podcast. So, as I mentioned in the introduction, the presentation is 40 days after the birth of Jesus, and it was the custom, and it was part of the law itself, that the firstborn, which would be Jesus, needs to be presented and dedicated to God the Father. And so they made the trip to Jerusalem and to the temple. At the same time, there's a bit of a connection here with the cross, because just as Jesus, as the Son, is being offered to the Father in the temple, we also have that as part of the understanding of the cross, where Jesus in his sacrifice of the cross is being offered to the Father. And then that sacrifice is what brings about our salvation. And so this is kind of a foretaste and a premonition of what would come in the future. And I would like to focus a little bit on these different characters that we see in the gospel, because they not only explain what was going on at the time, but they help us to be able to respond as people of faith as well. And so we can start off with the Holy Family. So Mary and Joseph, they were down in Bethlehem, and this is after a period of time that they're coming to Jerusalem. And during this time in their life, there was a lot of chaos. There was a lot going on. And we know by Matthew's gospel that Herod was looking for the Messiah, and you have all the traveling that had to take place and the difficulty of finding lodging. But nevertheless, Mary and Joseph went to the temple to fulfill the prescription of the law. In other words, as good practicing Jews, they were doing what they were asked to do by God himself and the law of Moses. Now, why this matters is because it could have been easy for them at the time to say, well, we have the Son of God with us. Why do we need to go to the temple? We have all this other stuff going on, and we have all this chaos and even persecution. You know, do we have to kind of do this? And they chose to do it for a couple reasons. One is because of their obedience to the law and their humility. But also it shows the real connection they have to the Father and the connection they have to the people of Israel through the practice of the faith and by following the prescription of the law. So to a certain degree, we can learn from this, because we as Catholics are the new Israel, and we have a connection through the church to one another as well as to our God. And so when we follow the teachings of Christ and we follow the precepts of the church, we actually are participating in it and engaging ourselves in it in a way that is very similar to the Holy Family. I also want to talk about the two main characters that are in this story. We have Anna and we have Simeon. So Jesus comes into the temple and Simeon greets them and Anna greets them. Simeon, of course, he had the understanding that he was not going to die until the time that he was able to see the fulfillment of the promises in his own lifetime. And so when Jesus comes into the temple, he's driven by the Spirit to be there at the temple to welcome Jesus and to celebrate that event, because he knows that Jesus is the fulfillment of those promises that we heard in that first book of Malachi. But also it's something that he looked forward to with an expectation and yearning, that after he experienced Jesus and he saw the realization of the promise, he understood that even if he never lived another day, that would be enough for him. You know, so Lord, your word has been fulfilled. And so he's overjoyed in this. And then notice the welcome and the hospitality that he shows the Holy Family and Jesus. He takes Jesus into his arms. It wasn't like he just kind of saw Mary, Joseph, and Jesus and said, oh yeah, there it is, I'm done, you know, and then left. But, you know, part of his experience of Jesus in the temple was to be overjoyed and to show that welcome and hospitality to the Holy Family and to bring the child Jesus into his arms. And you can just imagine the excitement that he had. At the same time, he realized that there was a bit of difficulty and suffering that accompanied this. And he mentions this to Mary, that his sword will pierce her heart. And so he himself also sees how Jesus would bring about our salvation. And his sacrifice and the pain that Jesus would have to go through in Mary is something that is very real. But that didn't take away from the joy of being in the presence of God and the fulfillment of his promise. I think this says something also to many of the old-timers in the church, that we can learn something from these examples of Anna and Simeon, the way that they greeted that new life and the way that they were just overwhelmed and overjoyed at seeing how God was working in the world and fulfilling his promises. And it was something that brought them to see Christ in that moment. But in the same way, for us old-timers, we can see Christ in the newcomers. We can see Christ in the children. We can see Christ in the people that are around us, and especially those who are struggling, you know, to be able to be that instrument of joy and welcoming them to the experience of the Lord. And so there's something to be said also about the attitude of Simeon and Anna and the way that they responded to the newness of the child Jesus and the Holy Family in the temple. Now, in this also, I was thinking about that idea of hope and joy, and we are in what we call a jubilee year. So Pope Francis mentioned that beginning in 2025, that every 25 years that there is a jubilee celebration in the church, so he began that jubilee celebration. Also, I'll mention that I did do a write-up, and it's in the blog, Father Mike's blog, so you can find that at the parish website. But in that, I describe the biblical roots in Leviticus 25, also the church history, and what the Pope is asking us in this year, as well as the opportunities for us with the Archdiocese. But it's a little long to try to fit all that into a homily, so you can go on the parish website and see that. But the basic theme of the Jubilee year is the theme of hope, and it's pilgrimage of hope. And so the idea here is that our life, as we are going down that road, that we are hopeful people, that we are seeing God alive and working in the world, and we are engaging in the hope that we have by being people of faith, you know, that this is part of who we are as Catholics and as Christians. There was something that Pope Francis did, that idea of pilgrimage, that they have these holy doors, and those holy doors are in Rome. And there were several of the major churches that were kind of pilgrim sites for people to be able to go to as part of that pilgrimage. But there was one in particular that was unique to Pope Francis, and that was the prison at Rabiba. And well, anyway, I think that's how you pronounce it. But anyway, at this prison, he wanted to go through those doors and celebrate Mass at the prison. And it was for a few reasons. And one was, he wanted everyone to know that no matter where they are, that the Lord opens up those doors of hope to them. And so that would be for the prisoners to understand that this could be their new start. That was kind of the theme in Leviticus, that it's kind of a new beginning and a new start. And so for the prisoners, they understand that they also are children of God, that they have hope and opportunity for a new start in their life. And so we wanted to recognize that and welcome them into the Jubilee year as brothers and sisters in Christ. And so I think there's a great image in that. And then also for the prison guards, as well as the workers of the prison, they were also there at that Mass. And it was a reminder to them that their role is not just to receive the hope of Christ in their own lives, but to be able to express it to the people around them, especially those who are the disadvantaged and for those who are in difficult situations. In addition to that, I was thinking about one of the themes that Pope Francis brings up quite a bit is the area around immigration. And I know in our own country, it's like we're kind of struggling with that issue of immigration, and mostly it tends to be in political terms. And one of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to talk about immigration in a Catholic perspective and a gospel perspective. And once again, I don't have enough time in this homily to do that. What I did do is I wrote up a blog that you can find on the parish website. And for those that can't use computers, then I also printed out some copies and put them on the back table there. And the reason why is because it's something that has to be discussed in a little more depth. It's not something that you can do in sound bites. But like a lot of things, and hopefully you've grown to know this about me, is our point of reference and our starting point is the gospel. It's not political affiliation. And I find this particular issue difficult politically because it's kind of gone back and forth between the political parties over the decades. And for those who are older than me, you've probably seen that. But the bottom line here is that similar to those prisons, the prisoners that Pope Francis went and visited, that there's a certain welcome and hospitality that we can show, especially to the people who tend to be in a vulnerable position, the people who are not in an advantage where they're at, and they're struggling in their own lives, and our response to them as people, it matters. And so I just kind of want to mention that broadly, that all people and all lives are important in God's sight, and we're all brothers and sisters. And so the care and the compassion and the welcome that we show is important, not only in the unborn and the elderly, but everyone in between, with prisoners as well as migrants. And so it gives us like a fuller sense of the gospel value of life and how we respond to that as people of hope. So the hope we have as people of faith is very important, but the hope that we project and offer to others is also very important. So in this week, we might want to just consider a few things. So first of all, looking at those characters, those biblical characters, first of all, seeing Mary and Joseph and the Holy Family as people who are practicing their faith and doing it with a sense of connection to God and to the chosen people, we also have that opportunity. The way that we practice our faith is a participation and an engagement in coming to our God as well as our connection with God's people in the new Israel, the church. Also, as we look at the Anna and Simeon, just as they were overjoyed at the presence of Christ in their midst and the way that they showed that through their joy and their welcome and their hospitality, it gives us something to live according to as well. You know, that there is chaos, there's tragedy, and there's sadness in this world, but there's also a lot of joy, and the ability that we have to be instruments of that joy is also something very profound. And then the last one is, looking at that year of hope, as pilgrims of hope, that this Jubilee year, and with all the different practices that we have, that hopefully there's a transformation that's also happening in our heart, where we're not only able to see the hope that we have and to celebrate that, but also to offer that to people around us. And so those three areas might be some ways that we can really enter more deeply into this gospel and into this Jubilee year. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. May God bless you and be with you as you live out your faith and serve the Lord this week.